Hello, everybody, and welcome to my little audio boo. This audio boo is going to be kind of reflections, I suppose, on some of the things that have been going on in my life recently. Some of the things really to do with Minecraft. So let's start with Kuala Lumpur. So I've just come back from a digital education conference in Kuala Lumpur, where I spoke about Minecraft, how it was being used in education, and how you can use it in education, how you can use it as an engagement tool and as a platform for learning. Much to everybody's surprise, I think, which kind of really weirdly surprised me. But people were very enthusiastic. People were very interested in how it could be used. And, you know, I should think there'll be lots more questions and lots more signposting that I can do to provide people with kind of different ideas and different possibilities. I should really have been selling and been getting a commission for Minecraft EDU because there was lots of people interested in that. So, Joel, if you're listening, let's cut a deal or something. I don't know. But anyway, it was fantastic. That's where I was really pointing people to, especially if they were coming from an educational context, a classroom-based context, if they want to use, and this goes for anybody really, if you want to use Minecraft at all, and you want to use it in a classroom, I would suggest you look at Minecraft EDU. It's by far the best solution that you can use. And I think just around the corner, they've got even more exciting news and kind of really cool things that you can do with that, especially if you're not that technical, especially if you want kind of them to kind of provide you with a server or a service that will get you and your kids up and playing Minecraft, up and learning with Minecraft and doing all that kind of great stuff, the great stuff that I've been talking about. So I came back from Kuala Lumpur really invigorated, really, I wouldn't say refreshed, but I was exhausted, hot, a bit sweaty. It was a 12-hour flight and then a couple more, and then I had a really long kind of a stopover waiting for my connection flight in Amsterdam, which wasn't too bad, to be honest. And then I got back to the UK and I spent some time with my parents in the Midlands, which was really lovely. Saw my brother, saw my sister. And then the next day, I did a keynote speech in Leicester, and that was a Minecraft in Leicester day. And it was kind of looking at, there were a lot of kids there, a lot of mums and dads there. And there was a competition as well about building buildings for Leicester and thinking about how that kind of can work. And it was lovely. And I got the opportunity again to talk essentially about how Minecraft is being used in education, how it's been used in education. There were some teachers there as well, which I spoke to afterwards. And in the afternoon, I did a little kind of, what kind of tools have we got to, and how can I assist young people and mums and dads? And how can we all support each other to make sure that Minecraft remains a really interesting tool, really engaging tool that people are using and a platform? And I really spoke about Minecraft being a platform. How can we use it for learning? Okay, and how can young people do that? Because people are learning with it already. The few professionals that I know around the world are kind of curious and interested in how that can happen. So that's what I did with that. And then I came back up north, back home, back into Cumbria, which has been a delight. And I had a meeting this morning. We're looking at a project currently where we're looking at how we can use Minecraft and use a Minecraft multiplayer server and get loads of people, young people from a location, from a particular location, and get them on our server and talking to and playing a game with the local council. So we really want our local city council to engage with young people from their own area and be able to kind of go backwards and forwards with kind of looking at kind of politics, looking at kind of different things like that. So that's kind of, that's one of the things that I'm doing at the moment. That's going to be fascinating because, of course, it breaks out of kind of traditional forms of education into much more about maybe social engagement and social change, which is fantastic. And doing especially that with Minecraft is going to be really, really exciting and really interesting to see if it will work in one case. We've got some academics on board. We've got some other people. We've got a little bit of seed funding. So it should be really cool. Loads of different bits and pieces and a few other than secret projects that I'm not at liberty to talk about, which is fantastic. So tons and tons of stuff about Minecraft, tons of stuff that we're kind of getting going and stuff like that. So I'm really happy where I'm at the moment. I'm back in my studio. We're here just sort of running our after-school club. So after-school club starts in a couple of hours. And we're going to be doing... I've got a 3D printer, which I haven't really had a play around with. A little bit of a play around, but not too much. So I'm going to kind of... We're unpacking that, having a look at that. Seeing how we can take Minecraft Pocket Edition... Minecraft Pi, running on the Raspberry Pi. And we'll get a workflow. So we take that kind of stuff... You build in Minecraft Raspberry Pi. And Minecraft Raspberry Pi, there's no monsters, there's nothing. It's really just a building game. And we take that all the way through, and then we can build something, and then find a workflow where we can export those models that you build in that game, and we can take them and we can print them out in 3D using a 3D printer. That's what I'm currently investigating, if you like, by currently, right now. That's what I'm doing right now. So that's what I'm up to. Questions, all that kind of stuff, the common people at Twitter. Do get in touch with me there. Do also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is it's called Adam Gorgeous. Or just search for Adam Clark Minecraft and you'll find it in the YouTube channel. So yeah, do come and subscribe. Do come and support the channel. It's going to be really interesting. I've got a couple of... I do a daily Minecraft video with my son, and we're also doing lots more 101 ideas for Minecraft learners. Loads of stuff at the moment that has come out of kind of, you know, after talking to parents and talking to teachers and stuff like that, there's a lot of kind of requests. So I've got a backlog of kind of different request ideas and stuff like that, especially visualizing stuff, especially creating kind of portfolios and yeah, little mini galleries and things like that. So that's what I'm going to be up to at the moment. And an interactive map, which is, should be really good fun. So I've got plenty to do this week, video-wise, and hopefully some music stuff in the very, very near future. And I've got a fantastic expert to help me with that. So until then, thank you very much for listening, and take care and goodbye.